Sports.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
All right, guys, here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for those that didn't know, I'm about to tell you that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, truly. The voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they wish to call themselves, well, they desire to silence people like us. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Friends, much to talk about today. If you'd like to check us out, you can help me, so I don't have to be such a long-winded brother from another mother, by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and you can see the upload. What we've been doing on the North Carolina tour. Again, friends, just been inundated just today. Well, I'll get to that in just a minute here. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to my personal page, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, one fan page and one personal page. Like them both if you would. Phone lines are inaccessible. Why is that? Because we are on tour rocking the Carolinas right now. So, again, I'm apologize that the phone lines are inaccessible, but I can tell you this, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And when Bradley said we are rocking the Carolinas, boy, is he right. We have been going like crazy. Actually, he has really been going like crazy. I know that we had the Gastonia Tea Party that we did Friday. We did the Truth for a New Generation conference. We had two classes there, a drum clinic. We had two churches that Bradley spoke at on Sunday. Monday, we had three college classes. Today, you had four college classes. Also, you had the teachers that you were talking to and the faculty as well. And it's just been jam-packed. And some of the responses that we've got have been overwhelming. We actually, when Bradley made a post about the three classes at the Richmond Community College he did yesterday, Mike Setliff said, "Press on, friend." And then we also had another comment from B who said, "Let the truth be heard. Praise God." And Sam Ward was wondering, how long are you in North Carolina? Well, Sam, we're going to be in North Carolina until Thursday of this week, and it's going to be a great time, kind of our final kickoff and shebang, I should say, at the end. You know, Ernie Walters also posted a comment, and the gist of what he was saying was basically he couldn't believe how mesmerized the kids were when you were speaking. They were locked and they were glued because the anointing, and the kids have been open to it. And even the drum clinic, I have to say, it was fun to watch the reactions. I was filming people, and I said, "Hey, how'd you like?" "Oh, it was awesome." You know, I walked out of the actual...
Honey, that's not how they said awesome. They said, "That was awesome."
You know, speaking of that, we were doing a class last night, and everyone, I love the Southern drawl. You know, they say, like, "What's your name?" "Kylie or Riley." I know, the kids were playing in a nursery, and I said, "What's your name?" And they're like, "Riley." I'm like, "What? Riley?" I'm like, "Riley?" But the accent is so sweet. And I must say the hospitality out here in North Carolina has been overwhelming. People are so friendly. They're so nice. They're ready to help. We cannot wait to come back. So it's just been a great time. But going back to what Ernie Walters said, he just said that people were glued and they were just mesmerized. And I think that's awesome. And even with the drum clinic, I was walking out of the building and I had these two guys are sitting there with some of the drumsticks that they got from you and smacking it on the side of the little bench thingy. So it's been a great time. We're excited. Actually, tonight, Bradley's had a full day. Tonight, we're going to be at a few different places. We're going to be at the Sweet Haven Church in Rockingham. I'll be speaking there. Jake will be at the Fellowship Baptist Church, and Ernie will be at the Robertdale Baptist Church. So we're going to be at Rockingham, LRB, and another Rockingham. So if you guys can make it out for our final thing, too, as well, on Thursday, Bradley will be speaking at 7 p.m. in Rockingham. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to find all the details. And also, I want to mention this. We had mentioned just at the end of last week, one of our affiliates had posted an article, Bradley Dean, basically about you, how the Soros-funded website attacks Christians. Last week, at the end of last week, it was at 11,000 likes. I pulled it up again yesterday, and it's at 19,000. So people are really responding to how Christians are under attack. Well, if we're under attack, we need to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Also, some other good articles out there. Political Outcast had a great article exposing the enemy of the people. So if you just do a Google search on Bradley Dean, you want to find some good gold nuggets of truth and some articles. There's a lot of them out there to choose from. So we're having a great time and excited to be doing more stuff tonight.
And I think it's important for people to understand that this is an opportunity for us, and it's also the heart of God to seek and save that which is lost. That's the whole purpose of what we're doing out here. But let me revert back. Let me go back to something. Let me rewind just a little bit to something you said. It's interesting that we're under attack from the George Soros-funded outlets. I was talking to the teacher faculty at this college just about 45 minutes ago. And I said to him, I said, now, I don't see anybody attacking the homosexual and the radical homosexuals. Do you? They all looked at me and said, no. But I do see the radical homosexuals attacking the church. Yep, so do I. I said, I don't see anybody attacking those that are actually, and sad to say, those that are advocating the murder of babies in the womb. There's few that protest in this country, but I don't really see anybody attacking them. But I do see those pro-murderers willing to attack the Christians. I don't see these communist organizations out there, friends, doing nothing but attacking those that are standing on your constitutional Christian heritage. And by the way, namely, your republic. That's what I do see happening. And friends, if you can get this one thing, just like I told the teachers 45 minutes ago, you are dealing with totalitarianism. I will say this until I'm blue in the face. Every meeting I go to, I remind you that if you can learn this method in which they use to attack you, they cry victim while they attack. They cry victim while they perpetuate their crimes and their agenda. These people love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then they have the audacity to cry victim. This is what you are dealing with. And let me ask you something. What are the abortionists? What are they victim of? What are the radical homosexuals? What are they the victim of? What are the communists victim of, my friends, those that listen to Sons of Liberty Radio 6 days a week? What are they the victim of? Let me tell you. God and the law. Let me say it again. God and the laws of our constitutional republic. How many times, my friends, have I opened the lines up, my phone lines, to listen to these communists call in and attempt to overthrow who we are? How many times have they called in and actually perpetuated their message on live radio? No, friends, they don't. You want to know why? Because they don't have the guts to. They don't have the spine to. They don't have the God to. And they don't have the law to. So what do you have to say to that? I say it's time for us to stand together because we can and we are winning today. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that I just went through with some of these teachers, this teacher faculty at this college. It's astounding, friends, and it blew me away. Bradley, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Bradley with SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates. donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn in North Carolina. Stephanie just shared with you some of the things that we're doing and we have done. Matter of fact, when we got here on Friday of last week, we drove 20 hours, 10 hours per day. Then we got into Gastonia. We did a tea party that Friday. Then Saturday, we got set up for Truth for a New Generation, did some stuff with a guy named Lee Strobel, Tony Perkins from FRC, and others. Josh McDowell was another one. Folks, I really honestly don't know these people, but it was an honor to be in company with them, from what I understand. So I was just honored to be a part of that. I did two classes, two packed classrooms full of students and parents, and then I did a drum clinic. And then on Sunday, I got up early and I did a church in North Carolina, and then I did another church that night. I got up on Monday, did 3 college classes, and then we did a church that night, and then we did a church last night as well as more colleges. And then today we got up early again in North Carolina here. We went to Richmond College, and we did 4 college classes, and we did 3 student classes. Then we drove over to a Christian college called St. Andrew, I believe, in North Carolina. We did a Mosaic institution there for those Christian kids, and then we went back to the secular college and did some more classes there for teacher faculty. And friends, what I wanted to hit on is the fact that when I was doing this class, now let me just say it this way. Let me just kind of just get a little comfortable. Folks, I am tired and sick of listening to people magnify the problems in our country. We have problems in this country because we're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Let me say this. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And then the Lord says, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. I don't believe that he's forgotten our children, but I'll tell you what, you can see clearly that America has forgotten God and his law. And one of the things that I shared, friends, with these teachers today, I said, look at how smart man is.
Now, I know I just got done highlighting the fact that I'm sick and tired of people magnifying the problems I am. It's time that we magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against those that are causing the problems so we can have something called judgment, righteousness, and peace. And we're not going to have righteousness and peace until we first understand God's law and his judgment. Okay? That's how we reverse what's going on in this country. We should be magnifying the laws of our Constitution. I mean, after all, hundreds of thousands of men, women have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. If they fought, bled, and died in many cases to uphold and magnify dying laws, which is the definition of a patriot, don't you think we should at large as well, friends? I mean, we love our freedom. We're thankful for what the veterans gave us, right, in the natural and in the spiritual. And if we're thankful, we don't have to have someone come beat us over the top of the head to tell us we need to fight for our rights. No, we don't. But when I get back over to the school with the teacher faculty, I was sharing some of these things that I'm sharing with you right now. Matter of fact, what I did is I told them, these teachers, I said it's interesting that when you look at the Statue of Liberty, for example, I say, isn't it interesting that when we look at the Statue of Liberty, it says on the very bottom of her feet, right? It's inscribed right under her feet in New York City. It says, Liberty enlightening the world. Who's the light of the world, friends? His name is Jesus Christ. When you look at her feet, you see broken chains, symbolifying what? Freedom. When you look in her left hand, what does she have? She has the Declaration of Independence, where it says in the Declaration of Independence that we derive our rights from our Creator, right? Remember what John F. Kennedy said? He said, you've not been given your rights from the generosity of the states. He said, your rights came from the generosity of the hand of God, not the state, right? And so when you look at what's in her left hand, you see the Declaration of Independence. And when you look at her right hand, what is she holding? She's holding a flame. What is that flame symbolic of? Freedom. Eternal freedom. And when you look at the price paid for freedom and liberty, what is it? It is eternal vigilance. And when we begin to look at the symbolism of Lady Liberty in New York alone, you then have to ask yourself the question, who gave us that gift called the Statue of Liberty? Well, we find that it came from the French. Now, remember, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, was asked the question to make distinction between European government and American government. You know what he replied with, friends? He said the difference between European government and American government is the difference between heaven and hell. Okay? Then I shared with these teachers that we are a Christian nation. I showed them our foundations. I went from A to Z with the information and the time that I was allotted to get them to understand who we are and where we came from. Then I shared with them, I said, you don't know where you're going, teachers, until you know where you came from. And they all agreed with me. And then what I said to them is I said, are we a democracy or are we a republic? Do you realize, friends, that every teacher in this college that came to my meeting, it was a packed classroom, friends, believed that we were a democracy? I went one by one. I said, what form of government have we been given? They say, democracy. I said, what about you? Democracy. What about you? Democracy. I said, folks, you've got to be kidding me. And then I asked the teachers what I asked the students in public schools. Okay, so I said, have you ever taken the time to read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, or the Constitution? They said, no. The next thing I asked them is I said, how many people have you had in your family, your grandpa's, grandma's, your mom's, your dad's, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins have served in our military? And almost every one of the hands in that room went up concerning the teacher faculty today. And I said to him, wait a second. So you have family members that served in our military. I said, did you know what the military swear to uphold before they serve we the people? And they didn't understand. And I said, well, they put their right hand up. They say their name. They solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Domestic meaning in your backyard, friends. Therein lies your problem right now. So help me what? So help me, Father. Father God. So help me, God. Right? Isn't it also interesting that politicians, they put their hands on the Bible and they swear an oath before God and before man that they will uphold and magnify the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Yep. Yep, they all agree. Yep, that's right. That's right. They love that as long as I'm not talking to them. And I'm not saying this to cap on anybody or to condemn anybody. I'm simply saying that, folks, we don't know where we're going because we don't know where we came from. And I'm in a college. I'm in several colleges all week, and the majority of the people believe that we're a democracy. I then asked, by the way, some of the students while I was in these colleges, I'll come back to the teachers in a minute, do you have hope? Do you have hope for a future? And these kids, these students, these young people, 20 and 30 years old, are struggling to give me an affirmative, a positive, an affirmation that they have hope. I said, don't ever get rid of hope. And your hope is in what you do with the truth given to you. And I said, for some of you that are hopeless, tie in knots and hang on. But your hope should be found in Jesus Christ and Him alone. And when I said this to some of these students, friends, I'm telling you what, some of these kids had tears in their eyes because they're not sure that they have a future and a hope. The state-run media is doing their job by inundating them with lies. Folks, let me remind you of one thing. This country was established by less than 3% of the population, one nation under God. Do you understand me? God never uses a majority to prevail. Why? So no flesh should glory in His presence. He will have the praise, one way or another. Today, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy the population at large. The 312 million people are capitulating in the face of 1.7% of the population. I look at the younger people in these classes and I say to them, you are the hope. What you do with the truth that I give you, what I'm showing you, your foundations, where you came from, so therefore you know where you're going, that, how you respond to the truth that I just gave you, therein lies the hope. Do all that you can do, John Quincy Adams said, and he said, leave the results up to God. Amen. Do all that you can do with the truth given to you, and leave the results up into God. Leave the results up to God. The hope lies in what God does in answer to your prayer in Jesus Christ and in the power of the demonstration through the cross that you're willing to bear and only the cross that you're willing to bear. Might I remind you that there is freedom nowhere on this globe where a preacher first hasn't preached and where someone wasn't or had first sacrificed themselves to give somebody called liberty or freedom. And I say this, friends, and I've said it so many times, and I say it every program that I do. I said it four times today. Freedom was not given unto you to do what you want to do. Freedom was given to you to do what you ought to do. And when you see the price paid for your freedoms and the sacrifice and the love of our brothers and sisters who are now 6 feet under the ground in the natural, when we're thankful for what they did, we are not going to tolerate crime in this country. Hey, friends, let me say this. You wouldn't have a left if you were doing the right thing all the time. Is that true? I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the teacher faculty at Richmond College today in North Carolina. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are lit, friends. We're having church.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the emails, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, I'm sorry, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, friends, what I'm talking about is what I was teaching the teachers, the faculty at this college in North Carolina. And again, I'm not saying this, friends, to be condescending in any sense of the word. We're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and we need to get back to our history. Oh, one of the things that I shared with the teachers, I said, isn't it interesting? Look at how smart man is, friends. He knows how to build a better gun to kill more people. Look at how smart man is. He knows how to destroy by creating a better bomb to destroy more demographics. Look at how smart man is. He knows how to kill his brother. See, this mentality, friends, as to what we're combating today, is the fact that America, you're departing from a living God. And what happens after countries are destroyed? Millions of people are destroyed. They always return back to what? The God that they shouldn't have departed from in the first place. This is really simple. This is not difficult. Remember in Scripture, it tells us those that clave unto the Lord, they're alive this day. We need to cleave unto the Lord. We need to take Him according to His Word. And as I like to say, as I said to the teachers today, I said, hey, listen, folks, they're commandments, not suggestions. And I said, you're listening to man's 10,000 commandments because you won't simply listen to God's 10 commandments, His 10 commandments. You know, I got out of all of these classes that I did in this college, a public college, I didn't get any opposition. people are in agreement with what I'm saying. Friends, I share, and I tell you, I remind you, if you've not heard this before, out of all of the schools that I've done in this country, do you realize that concerning the issue of abortion, I've only dealt with one student out of 342 high schools in this country that had a problem with the topic of abortion, and I simply just had to tell her it's a good thing her mom didn't. What are you running from? You're running from the prince of the power of the air who loves to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10, steal, kill, and destroy. He's a liar. There's no truth in him. You're listening to an administration, a criminal administration, that perpetuates the lie that came from Saul Alinsky, who attributed and gave credit to Satan for rules for radicals. Yes, he did. And what was that? He said, tell the people that there's more of us. Let these people in this country believe that there's more in number that are against them than that are for them. No, friends, it's just exactly the other way around. But you know what? Don't put your trust in the arm of the flesh. The Bible says, cursed is that man. But blessed is the man that trusts in the arm of the Lord. We want the Spirit of God to prevail, not the arm of the flesh. But we also need to work not independent of our Creator. Woodrow Wilson said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Samuel Adams, cousin to the second president of the United States, John Adams, 13 years his senior, said, a son of liberty, by the way, he said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Do you think your enemies don't know which direction to go? The sad part about all of this, friends, is the fact that what they're doing it in the light of day. You know, back in 2008, when this criminal, before he became the president of the United States of America, and we all know how he did that, right? Remember what Stalin said? He said, it doesn't really matter who does the voting. He said, what matters is who does the counting. It's interesting, back in 2008, he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And what was the motto? Change. By the way, change is a communist slogan. Scripture tells us not to give ourselves under those that are given to change. But I had to remind these teachers in this college today, listen, he went off the slogan of change. And the implication was that America was going to return back to who we were, because that's what he said he was going to do. When in fact, because remember, he sold himself as a constitutional scholar. Friends, that is the furthest thing from the truth. The man doesn't even know how many states in our union. He believes there's 57, which, by the way, is in the state of the union of the Muslim nations. He said 57, not 50. There's 50 states in our union. But we're not looking for change. We're looking for reformation. We're looking for reclamation and reformation. We're looking to go back to the old past. We're looking for our constitutional republic. But remember, during the first segment, I told you that these teachers that I'm talking about right now, this faculty staff at this college, believed, every single one of them, friends, believed we were a democracy. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, I had them all say the Pledge of Allegiance with me. They said it with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. Friends, the Republic. Friends, the Republic. Friends, the Republic. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. I shared with these teachers, we are not a democracy. We are a republic. Folks, I'm talking to the teacher faculty at a secular college today in North Carolina. They all thought we were a democracy. What's wrong with America? Simply recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under my Father, under God, like it or not, indivisible, undividable, because we're in this together. We have one constitution, not a democratic form, friends. We have one constitution, indivisible, undividable, with liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and justice for all. Justice concerning the wicked, or to condemn the wicked, and we're to justify the righteous, saith our Father. But if you thought we were a democracy, I shared with the teacher faculty today at a secular college, this is how you would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. Well, and to the democracy for which it falls. Well, I'll ask the teachers, the students in colleges, who's the last president to acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic? His name was Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and the current administration. Every one of these criminal administrations inundated the next generation with the fact that we are a democracy when in fact we are not a democracy. It's dangerous, friends. I finish. With bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment of the United States, friends, he said a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. It is purposed. I'm talking to these teachers. They are looking at me like a bunch of deer looking in headlights, friends. You can hear a pin drop a mile away. They did not know this. This is why we are being destroyed. I asked them, how many of your family members served in the military? I already brought that up during the first segment. They all raised their hands. I said they fought, bled, and in some cases died, and you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died to magnify? The laws of our constitutional republic, which again is based on common law. We are to magnify God's moral law against crime. And if that's not the case, then why do we have a military? If that wasn't the case, then we'd still have an Adolf Hitler. Of course, he'd be dead by now, but we'd have another one. We'd have another Mao Zedong. We'd have another Stalin. Well, the sad fact of the matter is because people believe that we're a democracy and not a republic, they think what this administration is doing today, they think for some reason that he has a right to go ahead and desecrate the memories of those that have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. The American people are under the delusion that government has a right to break the law. God did not give them a right to break the law, friends. And might I remind you that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So when you look at the government, keep in mind they are an extension of what you allow them to be. So don't complain about what you tolerate. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that democracy is the most vile form of government. Yes, indeed it is. But all these teachers thought we were a democracy. John Adams, the second president, he said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. Is that what's going on today? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Folks, I was lit. I was livid. When they all said we were a democracy, I wasn't angry with them. But you know what? Nobody in this country can make any excuses if something goes wrong in this country, because we have the Constitution, by the way, in this college in North Carolina. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, is up on the wall. See, nobody's, if everybody's so thankful for what they've been given, that gift called freedom, they wouldn't have to, again, might I remind you, be beaten over the head to go read those documents, would they? Nope. Because they would understand that, wait a second, my family members, because they said, case in point, during World War II when 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution that most people don't even know, they said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Why are we where we're at today? Because you don't know where you came from. I said to the teachers, a democracy is based off of what the people want. A republic is based off of principle, God's set standard. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's get our thinking hats on really quick. Let me take you at a different angle because we're talking about the fact that we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, not by opinion. And remember what Thomas Jefferson said. He said a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. That's right. Because what we're seeing today is we're seeing all these victims, the radical homosexuals, they're victims. And we see the abortion industry. Well, these women, they go out and they kill their babies and then they wear these shirts. And if anybody stands out against them, then they're victims of these hateful people that are magnifying God's law against their murderous ways. Yeah, you heard me right. Friends, what are they the victims of? Let me tell you what they're the victims of. Law. God's law. They're at war with God. There's no other way to say it. It's common sense. Did God condemn homosexuality? Why, yes, he did. All over the Bible. Common sense. So does government have a right to advocate homosexuality? Nope. You don't know why? Because God didn't give them the right to break his law. Did God say that it is against his moral law, his government, to kill? Yep. So does government have a right to give people a license to kill innocent babies equivalent to 18 states and the number of 57 million babies, innocent human beings in the womb? Well, this president says they're fetuses. Well, what the heck are you? You're a grown-up fetus, ain't you? Matter of fact, yesterday Stephanie had showed a picture of an abortion at a church. Little 15-year-old girl started crying right on the spot. They never knew what it was. They never seen it, friends. Government does not have a right to violate God's law. They do not have a right to give a license to the people to say you can break the law. And guess who the ones that are guilty of? Guess who is guilty of giving these licenses away? Those that are guilty of committing the crimes. And those are who you tolerate in government today. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Again, we are not ruled by opinion in this country, we're ruled by law. Let's say this, let's say today, the speed limit's 55 miles an hour, and I'm driving 55 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, the police officer comes over, and he hands me a ticket, and I look at him and say, sir, what are you giving me a ticket for? And he says, well, you were speeding today. I said, no, sir, the posted law is 55 miles an hour, and I was going 55 miles an hour. And he said, yeah, I know that, but I changed my mind today. I feel that today the speed limit should be 35, not 55. Is that lawful or is that unlaw? Is that just or is that unjust? Is that fair or is that unfair? And let me bring into the equation common sense. A cop does not have a right to alter the law, because they are fixed standards that will never, ever be moved. And like William Cullen Bryant rightly said, truth crusty, the earth will rise again. It's the American people that need to rise again when that truth is crushed. But it will rise again. Friends, because I'm so thankful, and I'm talking to the teacher faculty in North Carolina here, and by the way, I got to say this, the folks in North Carolina have been nothing but awesome. So again, I'm not condemning, I'm educating teachers that should take the time to know their founding documents that are written and posted on the walls of their colleges. Just like everybody, every time we go into a hotel room, my little boy says, hey, Dad, look at this Bible. It's never been read before. I make it a point to mark it up. That means I take time to read a couple books. Just like yesterday, I read Galatians, or the day before, I'm sorry. The day before that, Philippians. And I highlight them. I want people to know that, listen, there's people reading these books. We have no excuses. Matter of fact, I believe it was a famous preacher's wife that said, listen, if God doesn't judge America, then he better apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I understood what she was saying. And of course, she wasn't condemning God. She was trying to lay forth a premise so people can understand what we have been given. We have been given a gift. And we are the light of the world. And we have a Bible in every hotel room that we go to, friends. But back to this point, speaking to these teachers in North Carolina, I show them, as I explain to you now, because I'm so thankful for what the veterans have given me, I read the founding documents. I'm so thankful for what the Son of God bled on Calvary to give me, namely redemption and salvation through his blood, the propitiation of the sins of the world. I read his word, and I establish it by the power of the Holy Ghost. But let me get back to the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, and by the way, in all 50 states, every preamble starts out acknowledging God Almighty. I say again, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. How many constitutions do we have, friends? We have one. But what are you taught? You're taught that when the Democrats are in power, they're a law unto themselves. And when the Republicans are in power, they're a law unto themselves. Baloney. Did the veterans die to magnify the Constitution of the Constitutional Republic? Yes, they did. Did they die just for the Democrats? Nope. Should there be a Democratic Party? Absolutely not. What about the Republicans? Well, what are we doing? We're allowing the older generation to deceive the younger generation into believing that they're a law unto themselves when they're in power. But listen to what John Adams said. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what's happening today? Yes, it is. A republic is based off of an empire of laws, said John Adams. The republic is based off of an empire of laws, said John Adams. So, as a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have privileges given to you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some sort. The President Andrew Jackson said, the seventh president of the United States, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. What about Thomas Jefferson? He said, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Sorry. Thomas Jefferson, yes! Alexander Hamilton, listen carefully, said, For my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God, how did God give the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, Exodus 20? With His finger. Hamilton goes on, he said he never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Diversity, or different opinions, friends, based in the same principles, because 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. And what did one of the authors of Common Law, William Blackstone, have to say about the American version of government as our constitutional republic? He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the what? The law of God. Of course not. Our Creator gave us our rights, not the state. You have a government today, friends, and a good portion of them that are warring against heaven. They're a law unto themselves. And if you have government warring against God, it shows you who is in competition to be your daddy. And it's not a good place to put yourself. And if you're a corrupt politician, it's really not a good place to put yourself. Charles D. Montesquieu, again, along with John Locke, along with William Blackstone. By the way, the most referenced book in the Torah by our forefathers was, guess which book? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Matter of fact, Charles Finney got saved by reading William Blackstone's book in law school. But listen to what Charles D. Montesquieu said. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We're not permitted to break the law, I say again. I shared with the teachers today in North Carolina, the teacher faculty, that the French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution. You're still under their first. Brazil's into their 7th. Poland's into their 6th. Afghanistan's into their 5th. Russia's into their 4th version of the constitution. Their constitution. We're still in our first. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. As a matter of fact, sources found from our founding era, 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. Bible is found most quoted by our founders. Of course. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. Hey, by the way, when I'm doing this course with these teachers, I asked them, anybody got any questions? Anybody got any questions? No questions. Because they know it's right. Because the Spirit bears witness to the truth. The separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Folks, this is fact, not theory. The people that are giving you theory are the revisionists. And let me remind you of something. Those that are hiding and running from these communist organizations such as the ACLU and the atheist organizations, atheism precedes communism, said Vladimir Lenin. John Witherspoon, president of Princeton College, said that he avowed that anybody that didn't acknowledge God or they considered themselves an atheist, they were an enemy to their country. Of course they are. And by the way, during the Revolution, when Benjamin Franklin said in 1793, he had said that, listen, atheism is unheard of in America. Why? Because you won't find an atheist in a foxhole, friends, because when people are going through hard times, guess who they call upon? You got it? Hey, folks, I'll finish this up tomorrow. Actually, I'll do my best, okay? Got another event coming up tomorrow. We got some more events coming up. I'll share with you as to how they unfold. But you got Bradley Dean here, Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that. Hang on a second, guys. 1 John 3:18. See you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.